How do you perfect something that's been around for hundreds of years? Well, you know, too often we start discounting what we do by saying, oh my goodness, somebody's already done it. Well, what if you take something that maybe somebody's already done and you actually make it perfect? And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast with the great Caleb Norville. Caleb, how are you, my friend?
I am absolutely amazing. Thank you, Chad, for having me here. This is awesome.
Well, your story is amazing and everyone needs to hear about it. And Caleb, the reason why I say that, well, not just because you, your wife, and what you do is amazing, but because so often people don't pursue a hope or a dream because they go, oh, somebody's probably already done this, or somebody has already done it better. But Caleb, you created Mad Pretzels and it is just exploding. And just so you know, Caleb, pretzels were invented like 600 AD.
Yes.
So I say a few hundred years, but we're talking about, like, you know, 1,000 and 1,500 years, whatever the math is there. But Caleb, so you and your wife, you have jobs and you decide one day that jobs just aren't enough for you.
Yeah. Like I said, we're a little insane. You know, it kind of started out as I've always kind of wanted to get into the food industry and do something, but having the drive wasn't a problem. It was the confidence, right? Like, you got to be able to just get out there and do it and not be afraid. And I'll tell you what, Lacey was the biggest driver behind that, because she was the one that said, if you're going to do it, you just got to do it. You just go and get the trailer. Everything else will fall into place. And she was not wrong. I worked on this recipe for months and I perfected it to what I think is the best pretzel you can get on this side of the Mississippi. And
no, it's the best pretzel. Hey, listen, it's the best pretzel you can get anywhere.
Well, thank you. And I was super scared. And I remember, you know, we were working on the trailer. I don't know, but we built that trailer from hand. Like, that little trailer that you see us in is a 1982 Pepsi trailer. And there was nothing in there. And I spent most of the winter, cold nights, cold mornings out there getting it ready for the spring. We had a few hiccups. Our ovens were wrong. They ordered us the wrong ovens. It delayed us clear until June, our first year. And wow, that's what really scared me, because I was like, how are we going to, like, how is this going to pay for itself if I've only got this small window? And
right.
I told Lacey, I says, what if nobody shows up? What if we're just that food truck that just sits there and nobody is in line? And that was my biggest fear. But I'll tell you what, that first event, I was not expecting that. And the crowd was very receptive. They were very patient with us working through the issues that we were coming across that very first event. And since then, we have just blossomed to where we're at now. And it's amazing. Our fan base is amazing.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And it's because it's so good. But let me back up there real quick for a few things you just said. So if Lacey doesn't push you, do you ever get here?
If Lacey did not push me, I don't think we would be here. I think she was the biggest driver. And that says a lot about her. That says volumes about her, because, you know, oftentimes she says, well, you created this business. And I says, well, no. We did. Like, we created this. And without you, this would not have happened. And it's amazing to kind of, we kind of push each other now, because now it's, Lacey, you got to do this. And she's like, okay, Caleb, well, you got to do this. And it's just a back and forth game. So, but.
Right, right. So when you said you had this fear and you were scared.
Yep.
Scared and fearful of what?
Failure, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's our biggest hold up in life is the fear of failure. And oftentimes I feel like those that hold themselves back, they don't progress. And I talked to a couple people, and one of the comments that was made was, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but if you're not uncomfortable, you're not progressing. And I kind of was like, you know what? You're right. If I am sitting here comfortable in my little bubble, my little shell, I am not progressing as a person in society or in life or in my marriage. And that really was a set that was like, wow. And then on top of that, Lacey's like, you need to do this. If this is what you want to do, spend the money and do it. We'll figure it out later. And that's exactly what happened.
I love that. I love that. And Caleb, what's interesting to me is you were pushed and driven to do something more. Yeah. You weren't content just being where you were at. You wanted to stretch yourself and push yourself a little more. And like you said, that is scary. But so you said you wanted to get into the food industry of all industries. Why that? Why was the food industry calling your name?
Dad, I just like food. Like, I like to create things. It's just one of those things of, you know, it's a very competitive business and many people fail at it. And I will never claim to be a chef. I will never claim to be somebody great, but it's just like a passion of creating something that people enjoy. And I already, you know, as you know, in this industry, I mean, we see so many hamburger trucks or taco trucks or whatever, but there's really no pretzels. Like, you get mall pretzels, but a real legit pretzel you don't get. And that's where I was like, that's what drove me. And it's been successful. And I can't thank people enough for just encouraging us to keep going, because now it's not really a fear. It's a passion. Now it's turned into a passion where we just love doing it. And during the winter, it's kind of hard because we don't know what to do with ourselves. We're not running 24/7 making pretzels and selling them and creating this stuff. It's now, what do we do with ourselves? Do we start another one? Do we do something different? You know, and it's just a battle, but I love it.
Well, and I would suggest, Caleb, you love connecting with people and you love serving people. And so when you see people and you can connect with them and you can make their life better, that's just something that fires you up. That's what drives you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's powerful that you're connected to your why. That's what you do. People are like, because you're not just serving out these incredible pretzels. I mean, that's how you and I literally met.
Yes.
And that's how we connected, you know? And now here we are friends because of your drive of creating these pretzels. Now, you said you spent months preparing the recipe. How many failures did you have in that experience?
Lots. So I actually, the way it kind of panned out was, I don't know, the timing was almost perfect. I was out of my normal job because I got carpal tunnel surgery done on my wrists and my elbows. And so I was out for quite a while. And while I was home, I was like, all right, it's time to start creating this. And every day I made a new batch and a new batch, and I tweaked and I tweaked. And every single day for the next couple months, I was creating pretzels every single day. And I would text Lacey while she was at work. And I said, I think I found the one. And she's like, okay, good. And then the next day I'm like, no, I think I found the one now. And so it just, I think I failed every single day. And up until our very first event, which was actually outside of our house, we did a neighborhood block party to get our license done. The entire neighborhood showed up. And it was... I mean, even our friends and family, like our neighbors are the best. And I don't think the recipe really got perfected until that moment when I was thrown into the fire. And I was like, okay, we have to tweak this. We have to tweak that. And from that day forward, it has just been absolute perfection. And you know, I'll never forget. So, go ahead.
No, no, you finish your thought, Caleb.
And I was going to say, and I'll never forget the very first moment where I met you, because we were at the farmer's market and your comment has always stuck with me, because you're like, dude, your pretzel bites suck, but your big pretzel is amazing. And I'm like, what do I got to do to perfect that? What do I have to do to perfect that? And so that's been another thing. I don't know what to do because it's the exact same dough. So what do I do? And I've always kept that in my mind. And I'm always like, okay, Chad says this. So what do we got to do to make it better? I think I know. So we're going to work on that.
Well, and part of the connection between you and I too is my wife and I are very much pretzel snobs. So like when we travel, and we travel quite extensively, we'll find the local pretzel mart, or if there's a pretzel place, we'll find it. And it's like, so when I had yours, I was like, oh my goodness, this is mind blown. This is the best pretzel I've ever had. And so, but you said something there, Caleb, you said, it wasn't until I was thrown into the fire that things really came together for me. What do you mean by that?
So things are always a little different when you're at home, kind of in your own little bubble, and you have the time to think and write things down. What you think is amazing is not what other people are going to think are amazing. And when we were thrown into that fire, I could see during our busiest times of how the dough was reacting. And dough is very finicky. Weather, humidity, it changes how your dough is. And in a controlled environment, like in my home, is very different than out in the real world, where I'm dealing with either a very hot day, a very cold day, a very humid day, a very, even wind will change the dough because it dries it out. And so it wasn't really until then where I was like, okay, now we're in the elements. This recipe has got to be tweaked just a little bit to handle the uncontrollable weather that we have here in Idaho. And during that time, we made a few changes. Whether it's a cold weather, I have a little different recipe for very cold, and then just tweaked a little bit for very hot. So it's kind of during those moments of fire where we made our adjustments.
Well, and you think about all the times you could have quit. I mean, and that's what I think people really miss. They don't see, like, they see the final product and they see like Mad Pretzels. Oh, this is amazing. Like, this, you're an overnight success. And they don't see all of the failed recipes. They don't see all of the times that you were stressed thinking, oh my goodness, is this even going to work out? But you kept being persistent. What drove you beyond Lacey? Cause I know Lacey was a massive support for you, but was there anything else that really pushed you to say, okay, I've got to make this work?
I think after, you know, other than Lacey and our events, I think it was the people. I think it was the pure adrenaline rush to see people's faces when we would show up and they would just be ecstatic that there was pretzels somewhere other than just your normal food truck food. You know, we're not like your normal food truck food. We're a pretzel. You're either going to love it or suck, right, or you're going to hate us. That's it. And to see the joy and excitement. I mean, I remember there were, for quite a while, Lacey and I would get home and we would be exhausted. And all of a sudden we're making dough and it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And we're going, oh crap, we got to go to work in 2 hours. So we would get a couple hours of sleep and then go to our normal jobs and do it all over again. And I think the pure adrenaline rush of seeing people's excitement and how well perceived we were is what really helped drive us. And now we have just this amazing, like I said, amazing fan base that we get messages all the time that, where are you at? Or are you going to be able to sell pretzels this week? And we're just like, well, no, not right now. It's still cold. We're not ready yet.
Right. And, but Caleb, one of the things I love about you, one of the many, is that you do love life.
Yes.
Like you want to live in this life. And the reality is, you know, I'm at least getting to that age where you start realizing, wow, this life moves quite quickly.
Yes.
And you didn't want to just simply go through the motions. You wanted to live it just at a higher level. And most people, Caleb, a lot of people think to themselves, I want to live bigger. I want to have greater impact, all of those things, but they don't do anything about it. You actually did something about it. So if we were to even reverse back further, were there stirrings and emotions within you that you're like, oh, I'm just kind of caught in a rut here. I need to do something to push myself a little further.
And I think everybody has those feelings. It's just whether they're willing to commit to those feelings and do something about it. I mean, everybody can be in a rut.
Right.
But it's completely and utterly up to you to do something about it. You know, nobody makes you happy but yourself. Whether you're in a relationship or not, you know, oftentimes it's, and maybe you've heard this before, but sometimes your wife would be like, are you happy? You know, Lacey will often ask, are you happy today? And I'll be like, you know what? I am happy, but that's not your responsibility. That's my responsibility. It is up to me to make sure I am happy or I am driven. And so it's just one of those things that when you're in a rut and you do have those stir crazy feelings, go do something about it, because that's what's going to make you the happiest.
I love that. I love that. A few weeks ago, I had an individual on a podcast on the show who said that he'll post that he's driving his convertible in Miami, you know, and people will message him like, must be nice. And he's like, what, do you want to live in Miami? You know, it's like, you can. There are things for sale here, right? I mean, I don't, but, and not to say it's not a wonderful place, but the point is, like, you sit back, people sit back and go, oh, must be nice to be happy. But I love that ownership spirit, Caleb, where you're just like, no, it is up to me to determine whether I'm going to be happy or not.
100%. And
have you always been wired like that?
I don't think so. I think in my younger days, you know, it's not till you get a little older and then you start seeing your kids and your grandkids and you're like, you know what? There's so much more I could have done for myself if I would have had that mentality. So no, it was not always wired that way. I think just the older I got and the more patient I got with life, it's one of those, man, you can't make me happy other than myself. And I can only do so much at my ability. Like, I'm not going to be able to go and start some Microsoft or Adobe business because, well, maybe I'm just not that smart, but I can definitely create a dang good pretzel or some kind of food that will get me out of a rut and that'll drive me. So,
well, and the impact that you're having, Caleb, like, you have all these people that their lives are literally better. I mean, you came to an event that we had for a couple hundred missionaries.
Yes.
And these missionaries were pumped and happy, and they're like, this is amazing. And they were so excited. And it's incredible. Just like, that's what drives you. That's what your passion is. And so you sat back and you go, I'm in a rut, but I don't want to stay in this rut. I want to go see 200 happy people smiling and making connections all over the place.
And that's what we love. And, you know, Lacey oftentimes would be like, Caleb, you're either going to be in the trailer or you're going to be out talking. What are you going to do? Like, do you want me to hire somebody else so you can get out there and mingle with people? Because that's what you like to do. And she's not wrong. I kind of do like to talk to people and wander around. But then I also got to pull myself back in and be like, okay, Lacey, where do you need me? Because at this point, she runs the show. Like, it might've been my idea, but she runs the show and she does an amazing job. And, you know, oftentimes, like at the Saturday market, she'd be like, okay, I'm going to have two extra girls. I want you to go out and just mingle with people. And it really helps out, and it's awesome. So
I love that. What's been, okay, Caleb, what's been your biggest surprise? So here you are, you start this business, you realize, hey, I'm in a rut. I want to live bigger. I want to live differently. I want to have greater connection. You go down this path of pretzels and you're like, I want to be the best. I don't want anything mediocre. I'm going to be the best. What's been the biggest surprise for you in this entire journey?
Oh man, I think the biggest surprise is the how receptive people are. They're all for it. I can't tell you how many people have come up and be like, what do you do to your pretzels? Because they are addicting. And I'm just like, it's just dough. But it's a huge surprise. And the amount of people that we have that just are 100% behind us is the biggest surprise. Coming from where my fear was of nobody's going to show up, we're just pretzels, to people almost demanding them is a huge surprise for me. And I couldn't ask for a better group of people. I couldn't ask for a better small business, if you will. Like, I realize I'm not a multi-million dollar business, but this little endeavor has turned into something that is more than just a business. We have so many friends that we have met through this business that I can't go hardly anywhere now where people aren't talking to us about the business or when we're going to start up or how can they get their pretzels. And it's just, that's the biggest surprise to me.
That's amazing. And that, what a powerful lesson there, because I do believe most people are good and they want other people to be successful. But you said something there I thought that just was really powerful. And that is, well, I think it goes back, before I mention that, I think it goes back to the way you show up though, Caleb. You show up with this energy, and we talk on this show all the time that how people match your energy. And you show up with this energy of excitement and this energy of like, I'm not going through the motions of life. I'm gonna live life. And I think people come for the pretzels, but stay because of the energy you and Lacey have. And even when your sweet daughter's in that, serving there with you, just the whole energy that your family brings to the table, I think it's just so important that as you bring that energy, people step up and then want to make sure that you're successful, because the way, not only the way the pretzels tasted, but the way you and your family make them feel.
100%. And I think that speaks volumes to the customers that they do come up and they expect a pretzel, but they get a whole lot more than just a pretzel. They get, you know, our daughter's sassy little attitude, or Lacey or I, like, we just love talking to people. We love the kids that just, when we hand out those big pretzels or when they can't make up their minds, I'll be like, all right, well, let me suggest this. And I'll hold up our big pretzel and it's as big as their head. And the eyes that light up on them, and we just connect with them. And I think they get more than just a food item. They get an experience that they don't always get wherever else they go. You know, a lot of people are just herd them in like sheeps and send them out. Well, sometimes our line is a little long and we spend a little too much time talking with our customers, but I guess in layman terms, it's like bedside manner. You know, you want to make them feel extremely comfortable coming to your trailer, and most of the time they do. And we get lots of people that'll pop their head in from the back window and talk to us. And Lacey will be like, who's that? And I'm like, I have no idea, but it's amazing.
Right. It's like that Zig Ziglar quote that you can have anything in this world you want if you help enough people get what they want. Yes. And the reality is, what people really want is happiness. And I love, Caleb, I love your story, because you've chosen to not be in a victim mentality. So many people will just be like, oh, I guess this is my lot in life. And you have that victim mentality. You started falling into that rut and you're like, no, I ain't staying here. Yep. I got to figure out how to get out of this, because I'm not going to let life happen to me. I'm going to go happen to life.
And you know, I mean, even with it, you still have those feelings. But every time I step into that trailer, every time I start rolling a batch of dough, it just the world changes. And the biggest thing is, even though if you are in a rut, communication is a huge deal with your, whether it be your loved one or your children, you just got to talk to them and express maybe your feelings to be able to figure out a way to get out of that rut. And when I woke up and told Lacey I wanted to do this, I think she thought I was a little crazy at first. Because she's like, as if we're not busy enough. And,
Right.
but when she started realizing that, okay, maybe he's serious about this. And then I have this fear and I start to pull back. She's the one that kept pushing forward. Because I think she kind of knew that we could do something greater than what we have now. And I don't think it was just about us, it's about everybody else. And we've taught a lot of good lessons to our daughter, that maybe doesn't want to show up and work, but it's a hard lesson to learn. And I think she's learned a lot and she has grown so much for a 13-year-old. And you would never guess she's a 13-year-old.
No,
That's
never. I didn't think, oh my goodness, I can't believe she's 13. Now
Yeah.
that's incredible. But you said, Caleb, you said yourself right there that it's all about everybody else. And that's why you're so successful. You're making it about everybody else. So when you're struggling, you didn't look inward, you turned outward and you went and made things happen, underscoring the importance of that person that you're holding close to you, Lacey, because she that the people you're surrounding yourself with are so critical to
Yes.
the success you're experiencing.
100%. So.
I love that, Caleb. I love what you shared. Your pretzels are amazing. Mad pretzels, everyone needs to experience them in their lifetime, right? There are seven wonders in the world. This is the eighth. You've got to have a mad pretzel. And what's your Instagram page?
It's Mad Pretzels. Shoot, Lacey's the one that does that, so excuse my ignorance on
Mad
that
pretzels, because you'll know, you go to Instagram, you look at mad pretzels, you'll know what we're talking about, because it does absolutely change your life, not just the pretzels, but the incredible family behind it. So,
Yeah, I mean,
Caleb, thanks for coming on with us.
no, I really appreciate you. Plug it in on Facebook at Mad Pretzels or Instagram, you're gonna find us. Thank you so much, Chad. This is amazing.
Well, and keep making a huge impact in the lives of so many, Caleb. I love, love, love what you're all about. And I get energized every time I'm around you. So thanks for what you do for me.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.